Test.
Se ven solo unas cuantas, atrás vienen millones. Dice que se llaman libertad.
Resulta que tu amor me empalaga, pero mismo me abo.
Disobedience. Because of you, I'm going to be happy. Disobedience. Because of you, I'm going to be happy. I would love to get in love again. I would love to get in love again and again. I'm angry. I am very, very angry. My energy is my angry. Your energy is also your angry. In Spanish, Aymara, or German, woman means dignity. In Spanish, Aymara, or English, woman means dignity. I need not to forget how to cry. I need you crying with me. I need you not to forget how to cry. I need the space to think by myself. I need you to take the space to think by yourself. My weakness is my force. Your weakness is your force. My weakness is my beauty. Your weakness is your beauty. I declare myself treacherous to any army. I declare myself treacherous to any nationality. I declare myself treacherous to any religion. My passion is my treasure. Your passion is your treasure. My poetry is to know I don't have the solution. My poetry is to feel and to understand we are animals. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And thanks to Arica because of bringing us from Bolivia to this point of the world. We all know that our social struggles have to define ourselves as a social struggle anti-racist. That's nothing new. We all know that our social struggles, have to define ourselves as anti-colonialists. And that is also not something new. We all know that our social struggles have to define ourselves as anti-capitalists. And that is also very clear for many of us. It is nothing new. But politics is not a matter only of definitions. Politics is not only a matter of how we call our struggles. Politics is not only also the way we react against capitalism or against racism or against colonialism. Politics is a fact of the force to act. The responsibility to act, not to react. And that is not so obvious. And that is not so well understood. Many, many of us make politics of reaction. But we don't have any idea how to act. In that context, I have some tracks for you. No solutions, no receipts, some intuitions. And I will begin with my critics. The first point is to ask ourselves, what is going on out there? is going on out there. We have the challenge to know, to clarify for ourselves what is going on out there. We have the challenge to make our interpretation. Maybe we can say very easy or very immediately, out there we can see the triumph of capitalism from China to the United States and from the United States to Argentina. Out there is the triumph of capitalism, not only in the world, but inside the subjectivity of the people, of us, because we are the people also. And, you know, we can say that. But also, again, it is not enough. It is not enough to say that. Maybe it's true. Or, of course, is it true? It is true. Excuse me. I hope you are understanding me. Yeah, okay. Of course it is true. But of which challenge I am talking about? I'm talking about the challenge to make an own interpretation of what is going on now in the world. We can eat the interpretation which the mass medias or other hegemonies put from up down to us. We can eat them, or we can build our own interpretation. I'm asking you to build an own interpretation. And I have some proposals, which is very important. And why am I talking about this challenge, this as a challenge? Because the interpretation we receive is an interpretation to get resignated, to feel you cannot do anything. You are nobody. You don't have to think. I will think for you. And because of that, it's very, very important to build your own concept. And I have a drawing of what is going on out there. A drawing which is for me, represents for me a force to act. And in this drawing, for example, I think that not only capitalism has a big triumph all over the world, but I think that we are assisting to a party in which the liberal democracy is ending. This liberal democracy, which means the monopoly of the politics by the politics parties, is ending. And it means a very important challenge for me, for us. Because this liberal democracy is ending with no proposal from the top. It means the challenge, the opportunity, the hope. We can invent a new democracy. We can build new notions of democracy. And that is a treasure for me. And we are not doing that. We are not doing that work. And I have put the title to this in this way: to be or not to be an activist. I don't want to be any activist. I am not an activist. I don't like activists. And I really get sick when in Google or Wikipedia they say, Maria Galindo is an activist. I get sick. Because activism is so tan fuertemente is associated with rights. And I really don't want any right. I don't eat rights. I don't need rights. I don't want the recognition of any right for me as woman, as Bolivian woman, as lesbian or whatever. And I will explain you why. Because these rights are there to keep you calm, to keep you quiet. These activism for rights are there so that you move yourself inside a cage. I have a bad news for you if you are an activist. Neoliberalism is ready to give you any right you want. Neoliberalism, wherever, is ready to give you rights. How many do you need? 10, 15? No, but the rights as gay people are different. Are not different. Who told you that lie? No, but rights of trans people are different, are radical, are more radical. Who told you that? I'm coming from Bolivia. In Bolivia, we have a fashion law for, how they call it, gender identity. A fashion law of gender identity have we in Bolivia. But we don't have a country. But we don't have employment. But we don't have boys. But we don't have freedom. But we have a fashion law of gender identity. And this fashion law of gender identity in Bolivia gives you the possibility to change from a woman name to a man name, or from a man name to a woman name in a card of the state, which doesn't mean education or work or whatever. Doesn't mean you get a card, a plastic card here, the one you want. And you will not use it because you don't. This card doesn't mean anything. It's so extreme that, just for example, I want to tell you that many, many trans people are not looking for the card. And when you go there to them and say, listen, we have a new law for you, and you are not using it. And why? And they say, because it is useless for me. Because I am in the prostitution. And that's my history. And in the prostitution, this card doesn't mean for me anything. So, therefore, to the answer be or not to be an activist, I say, I don't want to be an activist. But I don't want in this space only, you know, only tirar, como se dice? Lanzar? Only throw critics. I want also share with you some proposals. And then we can discuss together if you want. So here are the proposals. These proposals are not think as solutions, as receipts, or stuff like that. These proposals are thought as a proposal. Let's see. The first proposal. You or me or we all together have a big problem with queer scene. I know many of you are queer. I have been named as queer many times. And the problem we have, if we are or not queer, the problem we have is that queer means nothing. Queer means nothing. So if you get to name yourself very with big happiness, I am queer, you have not get anything. And I will explain why. First, I feel queer as a piece of wood just to keep swimming and not to get down. But no more. Queer doesn't have a content, doesn't have a sense. Many queer friends say, we want all rights for everybody. Neoliberalism is ready to give you that. Neoliberalism. I will tell you the problem in an example which is very okay for me because I come from Bolivia. And we speak Spanish, a sort of Spanish. Queer, you cannot translate queer. The word queer, you cannot translate. It's an English word. So the queer people in Latin America named themselves queer. And this queer doesn't mean anything because it is English. And it is very simple. But I am not, this is only an example. I'm talking about the political content. It is not enough to talk about rights. Because that's no political content in the context of subversive. The second proposal about women. It is a suicide. A political suicide. Finish. A political suicide to avoid to put in the side the idea of women as a political subject. I'm not talking about women as a biological entity. I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about women as a political subject. It is a political suicide to use or to take this idea of women as a political subject if you talk generally. If you are talking about a biological existence. But I am not talking about a biological existence. I'm talking about a political existence, an ideological existence. Only up the woman body, you can be subversive against patriarchy. And I don't want to lose that. Third proposal. I need some water. Maybe you also. Third proposal. How are we organizing ourselves? how are we building our organizations? I think we are making a big mistake, a very big mistake. Because what does neoliberalism mean? Neoliberalism means also a division, a sort of fragment or pieces of identities. So you, if you organize yourself in the piece of identity which neoliberalism has given to you, you are just obeying this neoliberal order. I will give you an example so that you understand me. If gay people again organize among gay people, this is a sort of piece of identity which is very neoliberal, which is the same with the same, among the same, and without the others, and very distant to the others. If we make a piece of gay Afro people, it is also a piece of identity, which is a fragment of what how neoliberalism is building this order. Or women among women, or young among young, in these pieces of identity which are ghettos. Maybe you don't see it is a ghetto, but it is a ghetto. And it is a ghetto asking for rights, reclaiming rights. It is a ghetto where nobody really is speaking, where nobody is connecting anti-colonialism with anti-racism, with anti-capitalism. Because if you are among gay people, you cannot understand the complexity and this connection. You can understand the complexity and this connection between racism, colonialism, and capitalism only if you get in contact with those called the others, which are far from you, not next to you. One lesbian plus another lesbian plus another lesbian is nothing which becomes subversive. And one gay plus another gay plus the same thing, and one trans plus another trans plus the same thing, and one prostitute plus another, the same thing. So the proposal is, fourth proposal, is to build heterogeneity. To build heterogeneity. We say it in Spanish with a metaphor which is a big poetry for us. Indias, putas y lesbianas, juntas, revueltas y hermanadas. We are building sisterhood among women who is forbidden to build sisterhood each other. To be gay with another gay is something which is not prohibited. These abnormal alliances are a form of disobedience. And that is very important inside our organizations to understand the joke between capitalism, racism, and colonialism. And then the last proposal. What are we talking about in our organizations? What are we talking about? We are talking about, again, rights. I get sick when I I hear the word. What are we talking about, our organizations? What I have seen is that in many, many of our organizations, there is a sort of official speech. You get into an organization and you learn, unconscious, this official speech. And where does this official speech comes? In my perception, mostly, this official speech comes from the United Nations, comes from the commissions of the United Nations, comes from the World Bank. Let's think about women. We never discussed if we needed a woman in the parliament or not. And now we are getting those women as something we have asked for. And we are just repeating, yes, yes, we wanted that. We need a woman president. No, excuse me, we don't need that. We never discussed that. What was it? When was it? Nobody invited me. So in our organizations, we are just repeating a speech which is coming from the top and from outside. And we are repeating this speech as it would be ours. And it's not ours. It's not ours. So the proposal is what? The proposal is first to build an own speech. And how can we do that? This build an own speech is first to speak in first person, which is very difficult. It is a methodology. It's very difficult for our organizations. I'm asking not somebody else talking about prostitutes. I'm asking first word, own mouth. And that is very important. I'm talking about not somebody speaking about or for indigenous people. I'm asking indigenous people talking by themselves, by herself, or migrant people talking by themselves in first person. And that is very subversive. That is very creative. That is very hard. And what are we going to talk about? I'm asking to go beyond victimism. And I am asking to go beyond testimony. Because when the black speaks, can only speak about dying, about suffering, about poverty, about telling his or her story. I'm talking to build an own speech beyond victimism and beyond testimony. With these ideas, with these five proposals, I want to open a discussion with you, but I have a final proposal for which I need your help. Here, can somebody here help me, please? Can you take here? And somebody there. Can you read? Maybe somebody in the middle? Thank you very much. So this way. Go. Eso. Gracias. Bueno, thank you very much. And I open the discussion. Here we have this. This is a present. Somebody needs it for the street. Somebody needs it for the street. Is there so? You need it for the street here. So the discussion is open. Thank you very much. Have a microphone and you have the word. Allá. If you want to ask or to comment something or whatever.
Thank you very much. That was very, very enjoyable. Just to ask what it said on the banner for everybody that couldn't read.
Not so.
Sorry. What did the banner say? What did the what does it read?
You read it?
No, to say it loud.
Oh, excuse me. Creativity is a mean. ¿Cómo es? Creativity is a mean for social struggle, and social change is a creative fact.
Woo! Thank you.
Okay. There, somebody else wanted to ask, or if you want to comment, or ask, or say something, please. What? 13 horas de rebelión. This is 13 hours of rebellion. This is the opening of a movie which I have made last year. And I am talking about 13 hours of rebellion because of this fact that I was talking about, I was talking to you first, that our challenge is to make an own analysis of what is going on. For example, I have the idea, the interpretation, that there is in Bolivia, for example, or maybe in Latin America, a sort of women rebellion. But we get every day the speech, women are not in a rebellion. Women are very quiet, accepting an oppression condition. And therefore I make the movie to prove the rebellion I see. And this is the opening. Don't you want to begin a discussion? Are you agree with the analysis of queer as a non-content word or as a word with no content? Please.
I just wanted to say because I...
Not so...
Sorry. You said that gathering together queer and trans people is meaningless for revolution or social change. But as a person who has been at home with chronic fatigue for 3 years, there's nothing that I need more than to be around people who share this specific gender stuff that I have going on. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that I was possible and therefore wouldn't be able to get to that next stage of going back to the world knowing who I want to be.
So that's very important what you are saying, and I have heard it when I speak about this critic. I have heard it in many places of the world. I am a lesbian. I am the first lesbian of Bolivia, open lesbian, so I am a really national monument here for you. And let me tell you something. I get boring inside the lesbian movement. We cannot say movement because we didn't move us. And And in these last 10, 15 years, this scene has becoming Burgess, has becoming liberal. I understand what you are talking about. I understand your feeling. Yeah? I shared your feeling. Yeah? But it doesn't mean it is not enough what you are doing. You are going to feel so wonderful among friends, so you can stay there and not move anymore. First of all. Second, there is a streaming, you know, there is a grasp, which is in the title of this seminar. There is a grasp to be among friends, to feel wonderful, to feel okay. And then I go to many, many conferences among lesbians, and no black woman. Why? And no indigenous woman. And no woman going or hearing or seeing. And it is a lack of our organizations, this ghetto. This ghetto is becoming a sort of model to be comfortable and wonderful. And I am against that. So I invite you to abandon your organization and begin another one.
Hi, I just want to ask, like, when you say that, like, you was the first LGBT person when you came out in your country, so just want to ask, how does it, like, it was difficult for you? Because, like...
It was what?
It was difficult for you, or, like, it was easy because still where you live is the part of America, so, like... How does it feel like? Is it difficult or like it's easy? Or like how does your family or like people, was reaction, was it happy or like not really good like to you? Like what was the reaction of other people?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We cannot stay with that drama. Was it so difficult, or it was so easy, or I feel a lot of freedom? We cannot stay there. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't make nothing. I was the first to make that because I thought in that moment to be changing something. It was not enough. It was really quasi nothing. That's what I can tell you.
I just wanted to add on to the conversation about queer being meaningless and us not doing enough, because I agree. I think especially when, you know, you're in, like, let's say, a queer-only organization, and you're with your friends, and I think the key is almost to see it as two separate things. I think, you know, having your time, like, with all of your friends that relate to your experience, like, that is very valuable, and that is the kind of thing that will build you up. But I also think, don't confuse that for radical change. That's just people feeling good about themselves. And I think, you know, when the powers at be that we're fighting are so powerful and fighting against so many different people on so many structural levels, I really agree that the only way to actually make you have to, you know, I think every marginalized group has to band together and fight as one. And I think a lot of what's going on in queer communities now, in terms of like a lot of separatism and staying that way, both politically and socially, really is in a lot of ways shooting ourselves in the foot.
I didn't understand very well the last idea. But this, si ella me puede ayudar. Or you want to be?
You think que dentro del grupo queer se están empezando a separar.
Yeah, no, okay, yes, I understood that, but what I am trying to put, okay, is the idea. We need to organize politically among ourselves to invent a new democracy. We need to organize ourselves to understand in a deeply way the complexity of oppression. Among friends, it is impossible. Point. That is. And I hear again and again, but every oppressed group needs, and we repeat it again and again. From country to country, okay, you can still repeating it. It is not enough. Because this idea of having friends, of having group, is an idea of a peace. You have to move, but to be is a cage. It's not a social place. It is a cage. Yeah? I'm not talking of a division inside the queer scene. I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about the problem is that this queer scene doesn't give us the instruments to understand what is going on out there and how can we change it. And that's the problem for me.
Can I ask?
Thanks. I'm interested in what you said about rejecting the term activist. And the clip that you showed at the beginning with the woman walking in broad daylight, nude, and doing her headstand strikes me as, I would class that as activism. But I just wondered if you would mind discussing what the difference is between activism and what you perceive to be activism would be.
Well, I just to clarify better the idea against activism. In this moment, the idea of activism is an idea of you can take in the activism sense the political questions which are questions which no matter to the system, to the structures, to the state. So you can begin any activism you want, and you will feel free. But all this is a fiction. Yeah? I'm talking about the idea that this liberal democracy, which is the legitimate structure for every country and for this whole organization of capitalism in the name of freedom, which is losing legitimacy. So this is a moment to invent, to propose, to build a new democracy. another idea of democracy. And it is a great, very, very great opportunity and also a great responsibility. So this activism is a sort of, activism has been ha sido devorado por la idea neoliberal. Activism has been co-opted by neoliberal practices, you know? And that's what I reject. This, what I am putting there, is something very, very different. I'm not asking anybody for nothing. In this little scene, I'm not asking anybody for nothing. I'm not saying, listen, we want... No. It is a call of rebellion, which is something very different as this activism which is co-opted by neoliberalism, in which you don't have any dialogue with the society. You just have the dialogue with the state, but you don't have any place for the dialogue with the society. You are not building a voice. With this work, I am building a voice, which is very different. I hope it's understandable. Okay, I know. Thank you. Please.
I was thinking about a video that I watched where you are... I can't remember what you're talking about exactly, but that you say that change cannot happen when we are inside. Like, we cannot change anything if we are inside of any institution. Like, we need to be outside, and we need to make changes happening outside of the things that we already built. And I just wanted, like, if you could.
Well, I mean, we are working the way we are working. I say it is not a receipt, it is not a solution, it is not, you know, something which is just a proposal. We are working outside. We are working on the streets. We are working outside. We are building a voice, or many voices, in dialogue with a society, not in dialogue which has to go through the state. Many people want to lose time inside institutions. What can you say? What can you say? They want to lose time inside institutions. They are there. And then they become the voice of this institution. And then they become depressed. Or then they become the illusion. They are making things possible because they are inside the institution. It depends. Therefore, it is very important. And what I am asking you is not to take my proposal, but I'm asking you to tell me or to tell yourselves what is going on out there. What is going on out there? And not what the news say what is going on out there, but what is your capacity to have an idea of what is going on out there. And if you have this need, and if you have this challenge, and if you feel you need to understand what is going on in our world, then the institution is not enough. And your group of friends is not enough to build these ideas. Bueno, thank you very much.